This is a moment that you can look at, or maybe I can look at, one of two ways. I said this service was going to be way over full, and I thought, I'm not going to say a lot this morning because it's all going to take too much time. So all of a sudden, we have this space of time right now. It wasn't in the schedule. Now, I can panic. Which is what we would normally do. We would go, oh, there's nothing on the schedule. I have to do something. That's true. Rather than going, it's a space. It's time. We can relax into it. We can just be a part of it. I've been aware this week that I should probably share with you, I've been almost sick. So it's kind of, there's something going around, and it's kind of a achy, a dizziness, a tiredness. So don't shake my hand. Let's don't shake hands today. Tom, we already did, so you may want to wash your hands. But it's been so confusing because I can't do what I wanted to do, but I don't feel okay about just sleeping. But that's what I need to do into moving into that space. We've been talking about our theme of grace. It's a surplus, a sense of something more, a space where something happens, what do we say, beyond our efforts, beyond what we deserve, beyond what we're striving to make happen. It just sort of happens. And there's that notion of surplus. Surplus is a word of generosity, of having enough to share, like we're talking about with Thanksgiving. But most of us don't live that way, with that sense of surplus, around time or money or accomplishment or what has to happen during the day. Maybe you do, I don't. I have a hard time with trying to get it all done and trying to ask for more, and people are asking me about how's your day going, and I have to say, it's over full. I'm packing it too full. And in this room, there are a bunch of people who don't have jobs that they were working for and getting a paycheck from, but they filled their lives up with other jobs and schedules during the day. So where do you find that space? That space to feel generous about life, to feel engaged, to feel like it's right, that you just sort of belong, and to settle into that rightness. We said it's a generous move to move into grace, whether it comes from us or is received by us. It's that surplus of feeling loved, being loved, and loving, and having it sort of soak into us. It's more than we deserve or created by our own efforts. One of my first awarenesses of what grace could mean was when I was a chaplain in a trauma center in Tampa, Florida. And I was there in the emergency room, and there were Buddhist monks sitting off to the side. And I went over to them. I just noticed they were there, and I just went over and talked to them. And one of them was sitting in meditation holding his hand. And he had been mowing the Sangha grounds for the Buddha's birthday, and the lawnmower was broken, wouldn't start. It started, and it cut off two of his fingers. He was sitting there with his fingers in his hand, and the thing about it is that, and they couldn't get in. Again, it's an emergency room story of you're sitting and waiting. That's a big piece of emergency room stories. And in his order, if you weren't whole, you couldn't be a Buddhist monk. So I got the doctors, and they paid attention to him, and they sewed on his fingers. He wouldn't be able to bend them, but he would be whole again. So the point of the story is the next day, I was this big hero for saving the monk's fingers. And you think that. But I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything but walk over just in curiosity or connection and just be present. I literally didn't. And then I went to the doctors and just said, you know, can you pay attention to this man? This is very important. And it sort of rose up on the scale. That's all I did. I wasn't standing there meditating while my fingers were in my hand, you know, waiting for that. I wasn't going through all that. But it was in that moment of looking around and just feeling right with life and me, of just being me in that time and having it work, that's when I became aware of grace and what grace is and can be and the power of it. Somebody said to me the other day, they came out the door after one of our services and they said, when we're talking about grace, and they said, I felt like you were going to do an altar call. That's really nice to say that, because that's so not the point. Because it's about us living our lives and experiencing a sense of something more, moreness in our presence in the world that's beyond our efforts, around our efforts, through it all, and can surface at any point. This week, I was in my office working and doing this, that, and the other. And I had a person come into my office and said they wanted to make an appointment with me. And they came into my office and I was going, oh man, I got all this to do. I've got this to get out. I've got this. And they said, can we close the door? And I said, yeah, what's coming next, you know? And the person came into my office and said, I have experienced this change in my life where I recognize my own anger and issues, and I just wanted to share that with you, and that my anger and issues with you have been coming from me, not from you. And I wanted you to know that, and I wanted to say I'm sorry. Yeah, nod your head for both the person and their experience, for the courage to share, and then that moment in my week as a grace-filled moment. In that space. So that's what we can do. But the other thing to remember is that we think of grace coming to us. But I realized in this morning, in sharing of our generosity or of our bounty or of our, like the person coming into my office and sharing that change in their lives with me, what did they do? They brought grace to me, right? Their courage brought grace into my life. Your generosity in any of these things, some of you can be out there going, ah, he's just asking for money. You know, all these things are asking for money. Not at all. It's about opportunities. Opportunities to feel, and that's why it's so neat thinking about it this way, to feel graceful. To give thanks, to give gratitude, to be a part of that larger, grateful, graceful life that's all around us that we miss because we're so tense, we're so tight, we're so busy, we're so concerned. But the grace move is a move not from trying to get to here all the time. It's a move to, I'm here. Let me be present with you. Let me share some of this. So there's a generous space. It's a space of moving into having arrived enough, like the pilgrims, having gotten enough food to share it, not to fight over it. That's that shift. So let's try to think about how we can move into that generous space for ourselves, not be passive receivers all the time of, I'm not getting any graceful moments. I haven't felt it. It hadn't happened to me, you know? What's wrong? I don't have those aha experiences. It's like, well, yeah, you do. If you just kind of notice them and are aware of them. And then we can actually be and become agents of grace, sharing with others. That's that idea of graceful living with thanksgiving. And we have a happy thanksgiving for, what does it say? The day, I just love that. And it rings so true. For the sun and the dawn, which we did not create, for the moon and the evening, which we did not make, for food which we plant but cannot grow, for friends and loved ones. We don't believe this. We have not earned. For friends and loved ones, we have not earned and cannot buy. For all things which come to us as gifts of being from sources beyond ourselves, gifts of life and love and friendship, we lift up our hearts in thanks this day, this week, and then we become part of this graceful sense that is what we're striving for all the time, and it's just all around us. So this week, let's take those moments to feel it and live it. So there you go. That time, let's take a little bit of time here just to breathe and be present with yourself.